So I'm with Vicky Hump, who's just come along to say hello and express her concerns. You think it's not going to be as simple as just this regeneration project that Flitwick have now agreed to? They're one step closer. You think it's going to be a longer road than maybe the council are hoping?
I believe so. I don't know enough about it to be fully informed, because there's not that much information out there unless you go particularly digging for it. But I believe that the supermarket that's here is just, it dominates the whole town anyway, and there's not enough here. And I just believe that the car park, there's not enough parking for the commuters that use the trains to go down to London. And it could, because the station's in a cut-in, it'd be quite easy to put a multi-storey car park there. I'm also concerned about the little family-run businesses that are in the building that is owned by the people who have had the land bought and want to do the development. You know, so one of the companies there, the pizza company, have been there 21 years this year, and they're already up against all the economic climates that a food business suffers with and any other business suffers with. And I just really want to know what's going to happen in the meantime. Are they all just going to be turfed out, or what's going to happen? It's just going to be major disruption.
Let's look at each one of your points individually. The supermarket, I mean, how far is it to the next supermarket? I mean, have they kind of got this area wrapped up? Or
they have got this area wrapped up. I believe that the statistic that usually bounds around is that we're one of the top five most expensive of that supermarket in the country. We are really over a barrel. When you've got, I've got four kids, three still live at home, I don't have a choice but to shop there. The closest one then is Tramptor, which is a really premium supermarket, so I can't afford that with three kids, that especially a 12-year-old going on 13. So then you've got to travel either into Dunstable, Shefford or Luton to get to a more discount type supermarket. And the petrol prices that they are, you really are scuppered.
The train station, it's got its own car park run by the train station, about 280 spaces, but next door to it is the land that at the moment a company are being allowed to put a car park on. That they reckon on average about 210 spaces they're selling cheaply compared to the proper car park each day. When that gets redeveloped, those 210 average car parkers are going to need to find another car park.
And that's the people that are prepared to pay car parking. I've had family living Flitwick all my life, and both sets of grandmas are struggling with, car park and commuters parking on their roads, which disables the roads and the infrastructure.
What would you like to see then? What would be the best for
Flitwick? I don't have a magic answer, but I really do know that I believe that the supermarket is going to run this redevelopment, and it won't be for the town, for the best of the town. And unfortunately, as with all towns, and people just don't want to get involved these days, and it's a real struggle to make the residents actually give a monkey's.